I'm in the Avant-Garde Bar right now. Show hasn't started yet, but I'm with the band Free. Care to introduce yourself?
I'm May.
Vanessa.
I'm Chris.
Okay, cool. I'm just going to ask you some questions. Describe your music for first-time listeners.
I'm like thinking of it as a circus folk.
No. Circus folk.
I'd say like indie folk kind of stuff. Yeah, it can get quiet at some points and then really energetic at others. So, yeah, nice mix.
We have some varied instrumentation. We have a lot that we can choose from. Between all of us, we play a fair amount of instruments. So it's always fun in working a new song to kind of see what would fit within that.
Who are your influences?
I guess some of the bigger ones would be maybe Joanna Newsom, Modest Mouse, Wilco. What's that?
Josephine Foster.
Yeah.
Something I never heard except from Modest Mouse.
Yeah. You got me.
Bob Dylan.
Yeah,
cool. I like the Beatles.
Oh, yeah. Oh, cool. Is this your first time touring in Canada?
Yeah. I came across the border today with a few hindrances. I don't know. Other than a crabby border guard.
He said anyone else, and they wouldn't let you through. But I'm gonna let you through.
Yeah, he was nice.
So we landed.
Well, we don't have a work visa, so that was the issue. Was playing shows. And we're playing free shows, and we had letters from venues saying that. But I guess they were questionable.
Yeah.
And he was just skeptical and wanted us to have more.
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah, but I mean, we just want to travel and play music, really. Yeah. So playing shows is a good way.
I think you used that line on it. Man, we just want to play music.
and then they said, it's a good excuse to travel.
Yeah.
It's a good excuse.
Well, at least you didn't say you're here for a music festival or a concert, because like, they'd be like, they searched a car for stuff.
Oh.
Yeah.
They didn't search our car, which is good.
Yeah.
Oh, it just would have taken a long time. Whatever. But it turned out okay.
We were nervous for about 20 minutes, maybe. I don't know.
Well, we got in the car this morning. We played in Burlington last night, so this morning we left. As soon as we got in the car and started driving, we're all like, oh, this is the moment that we've been thinking about, or putting off thinking about, really.
Oh, speaking about touring, what was the type of city to play in?
On this tour?
Or before.
Like toughest.
Like low turnout in.
Well, I can definitely think of the toughest show that we've ever played. Certainly New York.
What, pianos?
Yeah.
Oh God. That's
really in New York?
Well, it was our Brooklyn show the night before had gone really well.
This is our tour in March.
Yeah. There's like a great turnout, so we have a lot of friends in Brooklyn. But Manhattan, it's a completely different market.
It was Easter Sunday.
Yeah,
and we played like midnight. Not to say New York is a bad place, but New York is a great place to play. It's just our one bad experience.
Yeah.
Okay. Lots of factors are involved there. But on this tour, we played three shows, and they've all been great.
Oh, good. That's good to hear. I guess you told me your EP just came out, what's your favorite song on that EP?
Lack of Fight has a special place in my heart. This is the first song that we recorded, and then we went and re-recorded it. It was the last one that was finished and put on the album. So it's come a long way, but
I don't want to pick.
Well, you can say the whole album or whatever. You can say a few songs if you want to.
I don't know.
My vote's for Lack of Fight.
How was the recording process and that, like, how was it done anyways, like, in a studio or someone's house or whatever?
I'd say four of the songs were recorded at my friend's place. He plays in a band called Exit Clove, and they're from D.C.
Oh.
And they have a studio set up in their basement, so we just recorded over last summer. So, yeah, 3 months it was pretty much done, and then Lack of Fight was the last one. And I just recorded that in my bedroom. So.
Apparently a friend, like, I talked to this music friend who's in Toronto. Apparently, I didn't know you're in a band called Le Loop?
Yeah, yeah. I used to play with them up until about a year ago.
Oh, you're not with the band anymore?
No.
Okay. Because apparently they're coming in Canada. It's like, oh, they skipped Ottawa. But yeah.
They might be coming. I don't know.
No, I checked this under MySpace. It's only Montreal and Toronto. Oh, okay, I didn't know. I thought you were with the band, but I guess not.
I played with them for a couple of years and did some touring with them. Never up to Canada. Although I think they just came here last year. Well, to a couple cities with the Stereo Lab. So they're doing pretty well, and they have a new record coming out soon. So we're still, you know, friends and everything.
Well, at least there's no, like...
Yeah, it's mutual. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And we borrowed their
15-person band. They're driving around. Yeah,
spacious, you know.
Spacious. This is a really cool...
I was going to say thanks for having the interview. And hope the show will be good in 7. And...
Try our best.
What's about African part you said?
You tell me.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good that you like African bar. But anyways, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.